Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is February 8th, year 2009, and it's Septuagesima Sunday. Today we're just going to give some brief reports on news events that took place and briefly mention about President Obama and his presidency and what this could mean for us in the future. Now, the first thing I want to talk about, this harlot, as we always say, one of her biggest jobs is to bring feminism and democracy into these countries and homosexuals and all that. But feminism represents the whole usurpation of the family, where the woman is the boss and the husband is not. Even if you pretended that they can be equal, you're usurping God's hierarchic order. I read a good comment by that one priest who wrote against Americanism and democracy. And he says democracy is really heresy because it's saying the people are sovereign and not God. It's atheism. He says it really is atheism. Because democracy is saying that people are sovereign and the final say, not God. Now, you could profess you believe in God, but your doctrine of democracy is a doctrine of atheism. It's the people are supreme. The people are sovereign. The people are their final say. And by nature, he says, he was condemning the Christian Democrats, the Catholics who call themselves Democrats, democracy. Christian democracy, it's evil. There's no such thing. The very nature of democracy is a usurpation of God's hierarchic order and denies God because it says people are now the center, not God. People are sovereign, not God. People are the final say, not God. Same thing in the family, he says, because what the democracy people do is they attack the state and the family. And they also attack the church by trying to bring democracy into the church and usurping the power and authority of the Pope by giving bishops equal authority and even by having the laymen come up and vote and meet in synods and giving power to the people, which is a destruction and an attempt to try to destroy the church. But when they do that, they're really throwing themselves outside the church. You can never destroy the Catholic Church. You'll only destroy yourself. You can destroy the reputation of the church, but not the Catholic Church yourself. What you do when you do that is you put yourself ipso facto out of the church and you're not really Catholic anymore. But it was interesting what he said too. He says the family issue is very big when the man is no longer the boss in the family, the king in the family, and the woman is no longer submissive to her husband. This is a usurpation of God. It's like atheism. And also he said the idea of when you start talking about equality. You know, we're not all equal. Okay, that's another heresy. Is God equal to me? Are God's creatures in heaven equal? So this democracy principle is totally, thoroughly diabolical. And that's why when you see the United States is even worse than communism. And I said when she goes into the particular countries to corrupt them, one of their main thing is feminism. Get the women to have equal rights. Get them to vote. Get them out of the house and get them to go to school so they no longer stay home and take care of the house and the home like a woman should do. And it's against the very nature of a woman when that happens, so that woman can never be happy when she's doing that. Just take a look at these women that are out there, these feminists, they're the most miserable lot of people. That's why they call them bitches. And that's really what they are, because they're bitching all the time. And they're complaining all the time. And they're fighting with one another, like cats and dogs. Like, no, I say cat, I like the dogs more than cats even, but like cats on cats. Like cats scratching out one another's eyes. This is the way the feminists are. They're not happy. They don't even want to be told to do by another woman feminist who's your boss. My point is that even when you get into this democracy thing and you try to say everything is all equal, which is not really true, and there's no sovereignty, they disobey all authority. So all authority is completely gone. You know, it's completely undermined and completely gone. So nobody wants to obey anybody. That's the biggest complaint we hear. Where does our brain get his authority? Or who are you to tell me what to do? That's what he said. It's a strike against authority in its very root. But what happened in Iraq just recently, they were having elections, and this guy Malachi, I think that's his name, I don't know his whole name, got reelected. The guy, their puppet, their Masonic Muslim puppet over in Iraq got reelected to office. But this time they made it mandatory that 25% of the candidates running for the offices have to be women. In this one-time strict Muslim country that, at least on the natural law, have women staying home and they're not allowed to do these things. So they were interviewing these women that are running for offices and you can see the arrogance coming out of these women. And they're saying, your time has finally come. You're finally liberated from the home, the dominance of your husbands and the dominance of men. And they're interviewing them saying, do you think this time is just symbolic or you're really going to be liberated? And one of the women says, no, I think we're really going to be liberated because we have a real power to rule, to gain office. And the devil knows that when that happens, it really does. And now the worst part about this whole thing, they're interviewing some of these Muslim guys who, you know, maybe just about 2 years ago, these are the real weak Muslims. I'm talking by the natural law even. They're not even convicted according to their own religious beliefs, which says woman has to be submissive. They're going, hey, gee, I think this might be a real good idea for the country. And I go, where are you getting these Muslim guys from? Are they Freemasons or they're real, you know, what do you call it? That's the way most people really are. They're not convicted even in what they profess to believe in, even though their religion is false. But even according to the natural law, they'll violate all the natural law even in this matter. Because why? The United States is offering them money. Is offering them luxury. Is offering food and water maybe. Sometimes it could just be that. And so instead of fighting against this beast when she tries to introduce sinful things, they give in. So the men are walking around like a bunch of lapdogs saying, I think it's really nice that women should start ruling, you know. Well, what is the United States doing in there? They're saying you need to have 25% of the candidates running on the ticket to be women. And in no time, if they stay there long enough, they really are right. Within about maybe 5 or 8 years or so, they are going to democratize Iraq, kick out all what they call the fanatics, or at least obeying some natural law things, and totally infect it with feminism and homosexuality and pornography and all the vices that democracy brings in with it. So that's a little interesting thing. What's at stake here? You know, remember the first time they went in there? It was supposed to just because this guy's dangerous and he's going to blow the world up with weapons of mass destruction. That wasn't the reason. Look at all the other stuff they're doing. Wait a second. If that's the only reason you went in there, why are you feminizing them? Why are you perverting them against the natural law with homosexuality and pornography? Why are you breaking down all hierarchic authority and bringing this democracy, which they don't, most of the people did not even want? And you're just buying the people over now as you're in here. So that's the real reason. That's one of the real reasons. The other reason, and the top reason, was to prevent them from ever having weapons of mass destruction to strike Israel. But this is all part of the Antichrist plan to have the harlot corrupt the world even more than she is. Now, I don't make excuses for the Muslims. They are in damnation. They are infidels. But the United States is even worse. And I'll say it again. They are the great Satan. And Iraq and the Muslims are lesser Satans, although they are Satan. But on the natural law, they're keeping some things. They're not as perverted as the United States. Now, another interesting thing happened. You notice we were talking about how in the Protocols of Zion and the Jewish plot, and it's in the Book of the Apocalypse. I already talked about it. When he comes to power, it's going to be within 1 hour by limited nuclear strikes around the world in the major cities in the USA and Rome and other several targets around the world that are giving the Antichrist a hard time. And that are not going to completely concede to his demands. And so he's going to have limited nuclear attacks. And I mentioned that a lot of these attacks in the United States, from what the Jews even say, and it seems to me the most logical way the enemy would do it, and they even mentioned it, is just by planting bombs under buildings that the Jews already own. Small nuclear bombs and exploding them off with a timer when they get out of the area and fly back to Israel or wherever they go. And you can detonate all the major cities in 1 hour that way. As long as you got bombs in the major cities and all the Jews report back and bango, detonation. Well, anyway, the protocols even talk about this. So it's in the scriptures. I already spoke about it. And I believed, and I said, that I believe that means either literally within 1 hour or within 1 day. Now, there was a special on, it's the American Experience show on PBS. And they had a show on there called The Trials of J. Robert Oppenheimer. Now, Oppenheimer, they call him the father of the atomic bomb. But he wasn't the only one. You had Edward Teller and other guys working on it, and some other German scientists. He was a Jew, all right? And he was a real eccentric guy, a pseudo-intellectual. Huge problems this guy had. Now, what he said, I'm just going to make it short. One clip out of there was very important. He was all for the atomic bomb. He even said, let's not even test it. Let's blow it up on people, because what good is it if it doesn't kill people? I want to see how many people can kill. But later on, evidently, they say, after he saw what it did to Nagasaki and Hiroshima, he backed up a little bit and panicked, because then he's looking at maybe the possible destruction of the whole world. And then he tried to take the more lenient side, where we have to start coming down with some regulations, and we're going to blow one another up. I always said that the Antichrist fears the atomic bomb more than anybody else, because he covets the world, and he doesn't want to lose it. But my point is, Oppenheimer came out and said a very important thing, which almost makes you believe this guy's been reading the protocols. He came out and says, we now have the ability with this atomic bomb to blow up 20 of the major American cities within one night, he said. Within one night. He said, now most of the people don't realize how deadly that is. I'm telling you, he said, within one night, we have the ability with the atomic bomb to blow up 20 of the major American cities within one night.
I have been asked whether, in the years to come, it will be possible to kill 40 million American people in the 20 largest American towns by the use of atomic bombs in a single night? I'm afraid that the answer to that question is yes.
And he said that when he was just working on the A-bomb. Now we got thermonuclear bombs, which are much more powerful than the A-bomb. And they're small now, and they can be planted under buildings. Like I said, they say a nuclear bomb the size of a football can blow up Manhattan, or which includes the Bronx even. I don't know even how much further. Now, they maybe even have stronger ones. Now, verifying that again, we had another news story last week. And, you know, even like when 9/11 happened, you had a few of these so-called prophets saying, hey, guess what? You know, what happens if the towers ever went down? Well, Larry the Lizard and the Judeo-Masons planned this long ago. So they knew the towers were going to go down. They're the ones that put the detonation charges on it. They're the ones that already in their secret councils plotted and planned for 9/11. So if somebody comes out a year before it happens and says, hey, guess what? We have this movie or this book that spoke about the towers falling. Wow, it's prophecy. Well, yeah, it's diabolical prophecy. Yeah, because the enemies knew they were going to do it. Now, the enemies also know, the Judeo-Masons, that they're going to blow up these particular cities in the United States, limited the major cities, with nuclear bombs. Well, who takes the place of our prophet today? Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney comes out and he's making his prophecy. Now, it's a diabolical prophecy. He knows about the protocols. Only difference is, he's going to blame the nuclear attacks on the terrorists. Now, remember what I said, when the Antichrist does this destruction takes place and the United States falls and Rome, he's going to use the 10 kings to do it, and he's going to come in like the hero and stop it and bring order to the chaos the 10 kings caused and pretend he wasn't really behind it. And he's going to sort of iron things out. He's going to usurp three of the kings even in some disciplinary measures eventually, and then he's going to be the one that brings order to the chaos he created, because he's really orchestrating the 10 kings to burn the harlot and eat her flesh, which is in Apocalypse 17. He's orchestrating it. So listen to what Dick Cheney says right here. It's very important. They already know it's going to happen, so that when it happens, they can look back and say, look at Dick Cheney warned everybody. He warned everybody. I warned you before he did, didn't I? Well, really, the protocol said it even long ago. So I'm just telling you how these people think. You know, let's read it. Former VP Dick Cheney warns of nuclear attack on the United States under President Obama. Wednesday, February 4th, year 2009. Washington. Dick Cheney isn't finished scaring America. The former vice president warned Wednesday that there is a high probability that the U.S. will get nuked by terrorists during President Obama's watch. Quote, the ultimate threat to the country is a 9/11 type event where the terrorists are armed with something much more dangerous than an airline ticket and a box cutter, a nuclear weapon or a biological agent of some kind. Cheney told Politico.com from his latest undisclosed location, his new Virginia office. Cheney said that perhaps hundreds of thousands of people would perish in such a strike that there is a high probability of such an attempt. All right, now, what is he telling you? It's going to be like 9/11, which means him and the Jews are plotting it already. 9/11. And they're going to blame it on terrorists. Like the Antichrist is using the Masons to do the dirty work. And he's going to blame it on them, and he's going to come in and play the hero. All right? So another 9/11 event means it's an inside job. All right? He's giving himself away for anybody who looks at the 9/11 conspiracy stuff. And he's surprisingly talking about nuclear bombs being set off in the United States in major cities, killing hundreds of thousands of people. It's a diabolical prophecy, and it's also a godly prophecy that's in Apocalypse 17, because God is using these evildoers and allowing them and permitting them to do this as part of their fulfillment of prophecy as a punishment from Almighty God to the people on this earth. And this is how the harlot gets destroyed, by the Judeo-Masons with the Jews back in the whole plot. And Cheney now can look back when this happens, even if it doesn't happen during Obama's presidency, but it happens maybe 8 years later or whatever, he's going to look back and say, I warned you and I told you so. So you can't blame me when he actually knows what he's doing. He was given his marching orders in the lodge, what to say, so they can always reflect back and say, we warned you about this. We knew about this. All right, so anyway, the main thing that you see, he's giving himself away here. And it's not bold. It's like right in your face. You know, so he can come out and say, well, we told you, and the Antichrist is going to come in and then try to bring order to the very chaos that he created. He's going to have his own Jews going in there planting the bombs. He's going to blame it on the 10 kings. You can have the Chinese coming into America, at least this part of America, that's for certain. The Southwest, I know that. They're going to be here, all right? And then he's going to tell them, back off, you guys are too extreme, you're too much. We don't approve of this. And they do approve of it. They're the ones that are really running it, like 9/11, all right? And then they're going to usurp the Chinese, and I believe even the Russians. They're going to be two to three kings that they're going to usurp, and that's when China and Russia is going to have a good potential of converting to Catholicism. And if not at least converting, at least fighting against the Antichrist and eventually converting, at least a good portion of them. Not all of them, but a good portion of them. You're going to see that happening. But look at what Dick Cheney's saying here. And hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. So he can pretend to be the prophet, because even the devil knows what was given him to do. So when God goes to Satan and says, you got the power to do this, it's a done deal. Because Satan, God then gave him the power and he will do it. And he is doing it. So this is what you're seeing here. And remember here what this Oppenheimer said too, years ago when the A-bomb was created. Where's he getting that from? Why is he particularly happen to say, why didn't he say, you know, we can blow up 20 cities in Moscow. We could blow up 20 cities. He says, we now have the power to blow up the 20 major cities in the United States within one night with the A-bomb. Why would we use that on ourselves, Mr. Oppenheimer? Well, he's probably also saying if someone else gets it or whatever. But my point is, even though whether he didn't know what he was saying, and I believe he did because he was a Jew, he understood ultimately what this force is going to be used for. And they were even saying in that special, he says, mankind now for the first time has the power to destroy the whole earth. And that has to do with the, when I said, if our Lord didn't shorten these days, no flesh would be saved. All right, so that relates to some of these events that just took place. That Cheney thing just took place, as I told you, February 4th, 2009. And the Oppenheimer thing was just on about a week or two ago on PBS, and it was on American Experience. And it was called The Trials of J. Robert Oppenheimer. There's some other interesting stuff in there. But like all pseudo-intellectuals, he's a wacko. He had no peace. Roller coaster, the bipolar nonsense. He's up, he's down, he's up, he's down. Why? Because you're not right with God. You can take all the pills you want in the world and you're under a curse because pills ain't going to cure you. You can go to all the psychiatrists and cuckoo nut psychologists out there and ain't going to cure you because only God's grace can cure you. And that only comes through the Catholic Church and you having some goodwill to turn to the true God and ask Him to help you, not these cuckoo brains going around pretending they can cure spiritual ills. I will repeat it. There's only one person that can cure spiritual ills, and that's God Almighty Himself who's working on our souls. Physical ills, God has given man the power to be able to do that, but not spiritual ills of the soul. And when you start going to psychiatrists and psychologists and hypnotists and popping pills for these things, you're going to get worse, you're going to get worse, and you're going to get worse. And you look at the history of God's chosen people when they were faithful to God. They were joyful and they were happy. They didn't need these bums. They didn't even know about this type of psychology and psychiatry, these pills they're taking today. Now, back in ancient cultures, they probably did have some type of drugs that they did try to use to alleviate spiritualism, and they only got worse. So now, we're going to just end with a brief mention on the Obama presidency, what this really means. If you notice, Obama, before he became president, about 2 or 3 weeks before that, the Israelites, the apostate Jews, invaded Gaza, the Palestinians, which used to be the Philistines. It's the age-old battle, right? Now you got two evildoers fighting evildoers. But in this case, it's the unjust and the worst, most evil people are the apostate Jews in Israel. And they invaded Gaza Strip and killed men, women, and children, mass annihilations. They're really trying to get them to just move out. Because we warned them ahead of time because they really want to get them to move out so they can take over Gaza Strip. But they did it, and it was killing men, women, and children. And yes, a few of the nations opened their voices, but where's all this real, like, they're always talking about the Holocaust, the so-called, that never really happened to them. Look what they're doing to the Palestinians. And everybody sits back and lets them do it, or they just spank them on the wrist. And they really don't come down on them hard enough. You understand what's the hypocrisy here? But the point is, they invaded 3 weeks before Obama came to power. Because they already knew Obama's not going to be like Bush. That means what I'm saying is Obama is a dove, he's not a hawk. Now, in Israel, they have what they call the hawks and the doves. And the hawks are the ones that are very militant and aggressive in carrying out wars. Doves are more like the peace movement people over here, the peaceniks, that believe all war is evil. And that's not correct neither. You see, our Lord says don't go to either extreme. The doves are not correct neither because God doesn't support this dove mentality that all war is evil. All war is not evil. Some wars are evil, some are just. And sometimes good guys are killing bad guys. And sometimes bad guys are killing bad guys. But there's never good guys killing good guys, never. I always said that. So when you have Catholic countries fighting one another, someone on one side, their general policy is very bad. All right, so just wars are not wrong. But the Dove people always want to have this utopia where there's no wars and there's no killing. The Hawks, though, they're not heretical on that, Doc. They believe in just wars, and they're very zealous. They'll go out and kill people. Even they're tyrannical, though, the Hawks, if they're not right with God. A lot of these Hawks are tyrannical, but they're the ones that will actually go out and do the killing and clear out the land. So the Dove is not really capable of really bringing the Antichrist reign ultimately to power. The Antichrist will use the Dove when he has a reason to use the Dove. He'll use the Dove when he doesn't like a particular war that's taken place and it doesn't serve his purpose. He'll have the Dove speaking out and getting real powerful so he can then have that war end. But ultimately, the Antichrist has to come to power and has to maintain power by physical force like anybody on earth. So Obama, even though he's much more immoral than the Republicans and Bush, even though Bush is immoral too, on the sliding scale, they're all to the left. The Republicans and Democrats are all immoral, and they're all liberal. But the Democrats are extremely liberal. So at the same time, while Obama's going to be even making this country even more immoral, which is going to incur the wrath of God, he's going to do another thing that's going to make the Antichrist angry to get him to come in and punish the United States. He's not going to play ball with the Hawks in Israel according to what they need, which is physical power, and they're going to do, they want to really have one state, not two states, but even the Republicans pretended a two-state solution. But the people like Obama's are even more extreme. They want them to even move out of their occupied territories that they're occupying. So, and guys like Jimmy Carter is sort of like dovish, and they don't like these guys. So at the same time, Obama's going to provoke them because he's going to go against them when they try to totally knock out the Palestinians from these occupied territories and completely eliminate them, because they're going to have to do that eventually, because it's the Antichrist's plan, and it's in the scriptures that he's going to dominate that land and kick out everybody else and just have his people in there. So at the same time, while Obama is demoralizing the country more and more because he's more immoral than the Republicans, he's going to be doing one thing better than the Republicans haven't been doing. He's going to oppose the Antichrist state of Israel, and he's not going to allow them to get away with as many crimes as the Republicans have. That's why they started that war about two or three weeks before Obama became president. And the very weekend before he became president, they finally ended it with a truce. And then that very day after he became president, they pulled out. What timing that is. That's telling you Obama wasn't going to go along with that. And he was going to give them a hard time. Now, I know he's got this guy, Rahm Emanuel, who's another apostate Jew, another bastard Jew who's working against God and the Catholic Church, but you got to realize there's different types of Jews here, too. You have hawks, you have doves, and you got the people who are in the middle. You have hawks that are atheists, you have hawks that are religious. Doves that are atheists, doves that are religious. You have all different types of political sort of schisms among the Jews. You have the liberal Tel Aviv Jews that are totally anti-religious. You have the Orthodox Jews. And I remember, folks, I told you, the people that are bringing the Antichrist to power are religious Jews. Orthodox Jews that believe that Talmudic Judaism is the true religion, the Antichrist is like unto God. And these are the people that are really bringing them to power. So you got divisions, you got struggles, you got the secular atheistical Jews that are very, very powerful, like some of the oligarchs in Russia, that are really ultimately going to be opposing the religious Jews. And they're the ones that are going to get bounced first, because the religious Jews are going to succeed. One of the Jews even came out who was a liberal Jew, and he says, we don't know yet what's going to happen in Israel until we see in the future. Many things can happen. It could be a secular monarchy, it could be a democracy, or it could be a theocracy. And ultimately, it's going to be a theocracy. Theocracy meaning the Antichrist is going to be the spiritual and the temporal ruler for their false religion. That's in scriptures. Those are the guys who are going to win. Now, amongst these Jews, you've got all these guys fighting for power. The atheistical Jew does not want the religious Jew to come to power. The secular Jew does not want the religious Jew to come to power. And each one of those have, and the oligarch Jew who has all the money doesn't want the Democrats to come to power. So you've got all these different forces going on in Israel. And that's why our Lord, even in the beginning, when it all started, the Lord told me, Richard, I'm causing a giant schism among the Jews, and that's where you're going to get conversions. Because the Jews are not all united in this matter. But the people that are going to come out on top are the hawks and the religious hawks. And Obama is a dove. And he doesn't have any religious, well, even the Republicans don't bring religion into it. But the big thing where Obama is going to fail him, he's not a hawk. He's not hawkish enough. He's not hawkish enough to want to really go in here and maybe take Iran and extend these wars. He already wants to pull out of Iraq and pull the forces out. So that's going to get the Antichrist angry enough to move the time schedule up to destroy the harlot. That's, and even in the Vatican, this thing that's happening now, the apostate Vatican now, that's under the control of these pretend Catholics, the Vatican II Church people. They're not real Catholics. They're even getting the Jews angry now by with this Society of St. Pius X thing, by this Holocaust, by lifting the excommunication of these four bishops of the SSP10 and Williamson, who came out and denied the Holocaust. There's tensions rising over there. But you don't really need to have much tensions rising over there. The Jews just want Rome out of the way, period, because they don't even want, and they want the Protestants out of the way, too. They don't even realize it. The Antichrist doesn't want to even hear the name of Jesus Christ mentioned anywhere. Even the false Jesus of the Protestants, he's got no room for that, even. But what Obama's going to do, he's going to make these Jews even angrier and say, you know, we're never ultimately going to come to power because we're always going to have these shifting governments. We got Obama and here's a dove. He's going to cause us a lot of problems because he's taken the side of the Palestinians a little bit too much. And so that's going to precipitate the Antichrist to come to full power and visibly dominate the world. Okay, so these are you've got two things happening here. At the same time, while Obama's making the world more immoral because he's a liberal Democrat, which is going to incur God's wrath even more. God, the very punishment that's going to come against the United States, he's also precipitating by being too dovish for these hawkish Jews in Israel. So this is what you can look ahead for in this Obama campaign here. And that's why they don't like Carter, too. Because Carter's one of the only ones who's speaking out against these Jews. And he's admitting, in this case, these Jews really are tyrants. They're liars. They're filthy, stinking, rotten liars and deceivers. Why don't you just come out and tell the people what you want to do up front on the table? Because it's obvious for everybody's eyes to see what you're doing. You're occupying territory that you have no right to, even under the UN. The UN and nobody really does anything about it. You're choking off the Palestinians in their land. Now, God's persecuting both people. The Palestinians are evil too, but the Jews are even more evil. And their techniques are intrinsically evil. The techniques they use are beyond the mind's comprehension. It's tyrannical, intrinsically evil, the way they lie, the way they deceive. Just look at the 9/11 thing, what they did. Killing their own people, even. They got a lot of the Jews out, though. People go, yeah, you take a look at that. There were a lot of phone calls. Not every Jew got out. Sure, they killed a few Jews as sacrificial lambs. That's why people overstate the case and go, no Jews were killed. They try to hang out on that. Look, there were a few Jews killed. That's why you got to be accurate on your facts. But all you really do need to do is just look at those films and what happened there. There ain't no way that those planes knocked down those buildings. There was not even anybody on those planes. It was automatically controlled by a remote pilot. You just look at it. All right. So here's Cheney now prophesizing the next 9/11 type event. Now, we also all know the other thing that's happened here is a financial crisis is also being orchestrated by the Jews. And you're going to have a big stock market crash, mortgage crash. You're going to have a big financial crisis. And this is another thing that's going to turn the Antichrist into a hero, because when he finally comes to power, after he destroys the major cities, he's going to restore everything. But they're planning this crash, the Jews themselves. I already said it. They're transferring all their funds into China and all their banking into China. So when they destroy the United States, they're going to be protected. So when you see guys like Lehman Brothers going down, don't think Lehman Brothers left out in the cold. He's got his interests going over there in China. So the crash was already planned by the protocols. Just this morning on a financial show on the TV, Mayor Bloomberg of New York City had a long interview with Larry the Lizard Silverstein, and he made a similar type prediction but he's related to the financial crisis. Quote, I and several other people know that the world will be entirely different in about 5 years. Kind of scary, ain't it? Mr. Silverstein, you got some inside information we don't know about. Would you mind sharing it with us? Him and his like are planning it. They're planning the total downfall of the United States. First, probably what they're going to have before even these limited nuclear strikes is a complete financial meltdown. And then they're going to try to merge some type of a European Union type thing on the American continents. But these Jews are already making these predictions so that when they come to pass, they're going to get up and say, we knew about it. We are the prophets. Yeah, you're a diabolical prophet. You're a false prophet. Satan knows what it was given him to do. They're prophets of the devil. And we are prophets of the true God, of the Catholic God. And you see the two forces. All right, God has permitted them the power to do this, and they know it. So he's talking about the financial crisis there. Everything that's happening right now, too, is happening very slowly because God is merciful in the beginning. But when it does strike, everything's going to collapse overnight. I'm warning people out there, and I warned you again. All right? It did come out and say that some of the people are now not spending as much. They're being more frugal. They're not running up their credit cards anymore. And the economic people are panicking because they depend on that. But that's good. God's showing these people that all these things are going to pass away. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? How many times did our Lord Jesus say that? That's why he's born and lived in poverty. You can't take all these possessions with you. The greed and materialism that democracy and capitalism breeds is horrendous. It is a voracious disease. It's covetousness. They can never have enough. They got to have 3, 4, 5 vacations, 3, 4, 5 cars, a new car every year, a new house every 3 years, a new kitchen table because they don't like the color of it anymore. Americans are the biggest, greediest pigs. And now they're learning the hard way through this gas crisis, the mortgage crisis, the stock market and banking crisis. Things are going to crash. So people of goodwill that are listening to my sermon, get ready because you haven't seen nothing yet. This crash is being orchestrated by the Jews. And the Masons know it and they're panicking. That's why George Bush called the G20 and they know it's going to happen. That's the struggle. Because the Masons are going to fight against the Jews who are taking down this country, the so-called Patriot Masons, you know. But they're being punished anyway because this country rotted from the beginning. What do I care? I rejoice in that day because God's using these very Jews as an instrument of punishment against these Freemasons and Protestants and these other, this Protestant country, which is a complete rebellion against God anyway. The top Jews that are ruling this country hate democracy. They said, we preach it, but we don't practice it. We don't believe in it. It's stupid. He sees these dumb goy cattle listen to everything we tell them, these idiots. They jump through all these hoops backwards and forwards. They hold stupid theories like Darwinian evolution. They're listening to democracy. We don't believe in that. Look at the Jews, the Orthodox Jews I'm talking about, not the secular Jews now, the way they live in Brooklyn or in Argentina. Very strict. They don't believe in feminism. They attack homosexuality. They're against homosexuality, and they don't believe in democracy in their own home, in their own false church. They don't believe in it, you see. They spread it amongst the people as a form of corruption. To take the power away from everybody. They said even when you get rid of the whole concept of monarchy, you're not left with anybody defending you. Really. But anyway, this is a great punishment from God. So let all the people understand as these things take place that it's already slated to happen. And if you don't listen to what I'm telling you right now, start preparing yourself and listen to my past sermons. And the first thing is that you should start wanting to turn to the true God, the Catholic God. Learn about the true Catholic faith that's only being taught on my website and only here with us few. This is Noah's little ark here in these days. And start learning what you need to do and moving to New Mexico if you could. Because woe to you if you have the opportunity to move to New Mexico around us and you don't. And you know, and if you have the opportunity. I'm not talking about people that maybe have a family member they're trying to convert and they need to take care of. There's certain circumstances you may not be able to move. But I would say if you have the opportunity, and you're living with obstinately sinful people, and you don't make the move now, you may never get a second chance. And I'll say it 1,000 times. There's a lot to be said about a person who chooses to either live alone by himself instead of around good Catholics, and it's being surrounded by evil people, instead of wanting to be living around good Catholics. There's a real big problem with that. Now, not everybody can do that. Some people are very far away in their other countries, and they have no means to get here. Fine, God will protect you. God may even have safe havens in these other countries. I'm not talking about those people where it's impossible for them to do that. But a lot of people have been asking me on the emails now, Richard, what should I do? When is the time? When should I go? I say the time is now. Get ready to start learning how to be frugal. Get rid of your debt. Start selling off your stuff. If you come to New Mexico, it's the least expensive place to live in. They call it the third world country, the United States. You can live in poverty here and be happy and so happy. I can't even explain to you how. So there's a way. God has given you a way. And it's here in New Mexico. But first you've got to be convicted that you want to be a good Catholic and that you want to learn the faith. If you're not sure, you can even visit us and we can start teaching you. And we keep the place holy because we make sure that the only people we allow in here are goodwill people that want to move forward on the road to being good Catholics, even if you're not a good Catholic. But the minute you come in here and start being obstinate and committing any types of sins to disrupt the community, we kick you out. And that's what keeps the place holy. But people want to know what you got to do. I say you better right away get on your horse and start selling all your stuff and start getting ready to simplify your life because it's coming and it's going to happen. And if you get caught out there unprepared, most of you people are going to want to kill yourself and commit suicide. I remember there was that one thing they were talking about. It has sort of to do with if you're poor or if you're rich. They said the poor man lived on the first floor of the of this big high-rise building. He lived on the second floor. And the rich man, they lived in the penthouse in the palace. And when the stock market crashed and they lost everything, they both jumped out the window to commit suicide. The poor man, he didn't quite make it, so he had another chance. The rich guy, he got devastated. Meaning the more money you have, the more devastating it's going to be. There's a moral to that. There's a truth to that. The poor man was evil too for trying to commit suicide, but God may spare him and not allow him to commit suicide if he's really poor in spirit too. But the people that have a lot of money and they really are attached to a lot of possessions, this is going to devastate them. I know people that can't even bear to live in a mobile home because they have these fancy palaces or they got to drink out of these porcelain fancy glasses and they got to have silver and gold and all this kind of stuff. What kind of nonsense is that? I can drink the same water out of a cheap cup than you could out of a golden cup. I could read the same Bible with a plastic lamp than you could with a golden lamp. I mean, what is all this about? All right, so let this be a warning of what's up ahead for you. These diabolical prophets are even telling you. It's all over the place. Open up your eyes. And the first thing I tell you is, when I told you about Cheney, everything I told you is predicated on the fact that you may have some common sense and a little bit of goodwill still left in you by looking at the 9/11 evidence and realizing it wasn't done by terrorists. It was done by Dick Cheney and the Jews. The Jews are above Dick Cheney. He gets his marching orders in a Masonic lodge and he has to obey. All right, so that's the end of the sermon for today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.